Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We've taken the show with us on the road down to Charlotte, North Carolina, taking 85 south to Charlotte for the 2025 ACC kickoff. It's AWOD on the road, presented by Cowan Gates. Live shows all week long from Radio Row. We've taken our intern Biff with us. Stubbs is in the production room running the ones and twos, and I told you to try to track down Coach Brohm there.
Oh God!
Because you have been promoting Ja'Cory Brooks more than anybody I know.
That's my guy. I watched one highlight of him and I was like, this guy's next up.
Well, Linnell had positive things to say about him from Commander's training camp, and we wanted to do a Commander's Corner right now here on AWOD Radio. So, unfortunately, you have to start with Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
And I asked Linnell, is this the first mistake of the Adam Peters era? And I kind of think it is, because he is such a great football player and he's such a great person. You don't get a combination like that very often. You have to make sure something will work. And unfortunately, I think it has become a distraction, because as we sit here now, it's July 23rd. Training camp has begun for the Washington Commanders, and eyes are on Ja'Cory Brooks, are on Deebo Samuel, and that's because Terry's not in the building.
Yeah, and honestly, like, if there's a mistake to do, because I think, again, like, he'll be signed and everything, and he'll be a Commander once the season starts. So if there's one mistake Adam Peters would make, it'd be being a little late on the signing, right? Obviously, it's disappointing, and especially as a lifelong Commanders fan, you know how important Terry is to this team. I think I'm okay with Adam Peters making this mistake. I wish it was fast, and I hope that Terry can get on the field and throw him with Jaden as fast as he can. But it promotes Ja'Cory Brooks, Luke McCaffrey, Deebo more.
Well, San Francisco has a long history of waiting to the last minute to sign some guys. You know, we've seen it in September, and I do think that as we cruise through the summer, the ball will get rolling by August 1st. But you know, training camp's underway, and he's missing an opportunity to work on some chemistry, run some routes, and catch passes by Jaden Daniels. J.P. Finley of B. Mitch and Finley in Washington, D.C., posted a photo in which a fan found Terry McLaurin, and he was doing yoga in Ashburn. So he's in Virginia, right? It's better than Trey Hendrickson being in Florida. But there's no real concrete update. He's not at practice. He's not there for the conditioning test. He's seeking a new contract. But I think that was the one positive good news, that, hey, he's in the area.
That's good. Yeah, you're 100% right. And he's doing yoga, keeping the body warm and loose. I like that. That's a good sign. It's funny. But hopefully that he can get on the field. I don't want him in the yoga classroom for too long.
So the one positive story about the Washington Commanders was they were graded as an F, in which the players all vote for the locker room. All right, they got a locker room grade of an F. Well, this ownership group doesn't waste time. they fixed up the locker room. The Commanders post a video today of Tressway, all the stars in the building at the new locker room. Have you gotten a chance to look at that video?
I did. And the smiles on those guys' faces says it all.
Well, I'll tell you, my first reaction from this video is, that's like what LSU and Alabama have had for years. This was a long time coming for the Washington Commanders. There were college locker rooms that were much nicer than what they had in Ashburn. So this is a massive upgrade that was needed.
Do you want to know what Will Harris said about it? Did you hear what Will said?
I didn't.
He goes, it's like four seasons up in here. This is crazy. And he's 100% correct. I mean, when's the last time?
Brian Robinson's chilling in his locker. He looks happy.
He also said, we've got everything now. Finally, bro, it's been a long time coming. This is a blessing, bro. They went crazy. So yeah, it's and that's really good to hear, especially because you know how much negative energy has been around the Commander for so long, and now the players are wanting to be here. It's cool from the ownership. Really cool.
Yeah, it's a good move by ownership, and also it kind of signals the new era of this ownership group here. But tying it back to Terry McLaurin and his contract situation, what's interesting is that you might be thinking, well, why doesn't ownership step in here and say, look, Terry McLaurin's the ultimate guy. He's everything that we want in our star wide receiver and the representative of this franchise. Josh Harris could step in and say, we're going to pay him. We're going to overpay him to keep him in the building. But at the same time, as much as that might sound great, well, that's what Dan Snyder did. That's what the previous ownership group did. They treated some players different than others. And you have to walk a fine line here because Adam Peters signs Terry McLaurin to a $40 million contract or a $38 million contract, well, then are you paying him from what he did previously? Because then every other player, when they come up for a new contract, is going to wonder, well, are you going to pay me for what I've done previously? You have to draw the line here. No, we're going to pay you for what we expect you to do in the future. You're 29. You're going to be 30 when the season begins. We just can't give you top dollar. And that's probably the conversations that are happening behind the scenes as to why there has not been a concrete update, because the numbers aren't matching up. And I think Adam Peters kind of has to play the bad guy in this situation.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't, he's setting a precedent. This is the first real tough, gritty contract negotiations that he's had that has gone public since he took over this role here. And I don't want him to just back down and, you know, give Terry McLaurin that Jamar Chase deal.
Yeah.
Right? But he deserves, like, CeeDee Lamb money. He deserves what Garrett Wilson got. So it's a fine line. And I just hope that when this all gets solved, it doesn't affect the type of person that Terry McLaurin is on and off the field for the Commanders.
And I don't think it will. I think he's a man enough. I think he loves the city. He loves his fan base. He loves his team too much for it to really affect him. I think he just wants to get playing. That man, he's just a kid who wants to play.
Frankie Louvus sat down with J.P. Finley from NBC4 and B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan, and he talked about getting the most out of training camp and his one-on-one work today. I am interested to see how much more of a pass rusher Frankie Louvu is this year, because I think it could open up for some of these other guys to play linebacker. We already saw on one third down situational type drill, it was Louvu on one side, Von Miller on the other. I mean, that's a damn good pass rush right there with Payne in the middle and Dorrance Armstrong, not Johnny Newton, in the middle there. So this will be a defense that will be situational. Very rarely will you see the same guys on the field first down and third down. Probably never, honestly, this season. And so it's all about Dan Quinn getting the reps in here with these guys and figuring out who's going to be used in what situation. So I'm super excited for Louvu, and I'm interested to see how they will use Von Miller this season. When he was signed, I kept saying third downs only. Is there a chance he plays some first downs? Or is there a chance he's their goal line edge rusher? Where does he make his impact on the defensive side?
I think they're going to throw so many different defenses strategies out there, and that's what's going to make the defense so hard to really read. And so, this is the first time in a while I've been really excited for this Washington Commanders defense in a while.
Bobby Wagner spoke with the reporters after today's Commanders training camp, and he was asked about Terry McLaurin's contract and, maybe more importantly, Terry McLaurin's absence away from training camp, away from his teammates, away from his friends. And Bobby said, quote, it's a business, and some business isn't your business. When it gets done, we will celebrate with him. And I think that tells you a lot right there. They don't want to talk about it. I mean, Zach Ertz, we played a conversation with him a few days ago where he was like, I don't understand what's going on. I had my own contract negotiations in the past. The NFL is a business. I love that from Bobby. It's a business, and some business isn't your business. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about it either. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll continue our coverage live from Charlotte, North Carolina, here for ACC Kickoff with North Carolina sports insider Dave Glenn next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, as we continue our coverage live from Charlotte, North Carolina, Radio Row, the 2025 ACC Kickoff. AWOD on the road, presented by Cowan Gates. Hokie Steve with us here to tackle the Hokies. And joining us right now from the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat, David Glenn from North Carolina Sports Network. What's going on, man?
I am doing great, Adam and Steve. It's great to see you guys.
Absolutely. So I want to jump right in with the Tar Heels and the new head coach, Bill Belichick. I mean, what was your spit take reaction to that signing?
Hey, I've been covering the Tar Heels since 1987, and I probably know that culture about as well as I know any school. And I was not surprised, because I knew a couple of very powerful people were going after Bill Belichick, almost as like shadow athletic directors, as Bubba Cunningham, the actual athletic director, was pursuing other candidates. So I knew it was a possibility, but I was still surprised in the sense that Carolina's been playing football for over 100 years, and they have never, not an exaggeration, truly never had one of the highest paid coaches in college football. They care about football, but obviously they're way more famous for men's basketball and even some other sports. When they hired Butch Davis, from, you know, former NFL coach, when they hired Mac Brown the first time or the second time,
yeah,
they put out some money, but they didn't put out $10 million a year the way Bill Belichick is going to be making almost as much as Kirby Smart at Georgia, Dabo Sweeney at Clemson, and guys who have actually won national titles at the college level.
Yeah, but to make that move is a massive statement, but also now might be the time to go for it when you think about how close college football is to the NFL. It is semi-pro every year. It's a brand new roster, basically.
And I believe the logic that you just threw out there was the logic that won the day in the debate about whether you go after a coach who's in his 70s, right, and has no background really in college football. And it's not only, you know, now is the time for those reasons. There's a lot of people who believe that come the 2030s, there is going to be a super league of college football. And in fact, the ACC's recent legal settlement even includes details about what it costs to leave the league if you only want to leave in football, leaving all your other sports behind to play in the ACC. I mean, you don't think that's just a hypothetical if you write it into your lawsuit settlement. And Carolina, of course, wants to position itself that if that super league does happen, we know Clemson and Florida State would get invitations because of their football brands and their football followings and their national championships. Carolina doesn't quite have that football brand, but they want to position themselves such that they would be one of those invited to that super league.
DJ, first of all, it's great to have you on sports radio, and as I told Adam, we go way back.
We
right?
do, decades.
We go way back, but exactly, that's I wanted to hit on what you just talked about, the short-term stability of the ACC. You wrote about it in Holding Court with David Glenn. FSU and Clemson overwhelmingly got the benefit of that settlement. There's
absolutely no doubt about it. This was a game of chicken.
Yeah.
And Florida State and Clemson were running down the railroad tracks in one direction. The Atlantic Coast Conference was running down those same tracks in the opposite direction. And obviously in chicken, there's going to be a collision unless somebody jumps off the tracks.
Right.
I practiced law for a long time. I know what the legal arguments were in that case. I personally believe that the ACC had a good legal argument to defend the grant of rights and the exit fee and all that stuff. Why the ACC was the one to jump off the train tracks. The ACC caved. Clemson and Florida State had been asking for a TV eyeballs metric that allows them to make more money. They got it in
they
the lawsuit
it, yep.
settlement after they have been told no for a decade. They also have the new success initiative. You win more on the field, make the college football playoff, make the NCAA tournament, win there. For 70 years, the ACC did not differentiate that when it came time to share revenue. Now they do. So that's two things Clemson and Florida State wanted that they now have. It's a whole new world. The ACC did things a certain way for 70 years, and now because they were afraid of the potential loss of that lawsuit, they caved and gave the Seminoles and the Tigers basically everything that they wanted. And I said short-term stability because, yeah, I think everybody's going to wait and see how this new approach goes for the next handful of years. But come 2030 or after that,
right.
You know, it's instead of it costing $500 million plus to leave, which is the number FSU quoted in his lawsuit, by 2030 it'll cost $75 million to leave.
Right.
That's still a lot of money, but if you're jumping to the SEC or the Big Ten, you're going to make that money back very quickly.
Greg Sankey is not going to shy away from $75 million.
Not at all. Not at all. And, you know, for much of our time knowing each other, the ACC was the wealthiest conference in America.
Right.
Obviously, that has not been the case for a long time, and the gap has been growing. The ACC is a solid number three behind the Big Ten and the SEC financially, but there's no way to close that gap until you get to your next TV deal, and in the ACC's case, that TV deal does not expire until 2036,
right.
Whereas the SEC and the Big Ten have renegotiated their deals more recently and gotten the much, much bigger bucks.
David, do you think the ACC is better set up for success in football or basketball moving forward?
I'd say basketball. I mean, they're trying hard in football. They're going after prominent coaches. Some of the new ones are doing well. Fran Brown at Syracuse had a great first year last year. Manny Diaz at Duke had a great first year last year. Obviously, high expectations for Bill Belichick and others. Florida State hopes to bounce back. You know, Clemson is, to me, the trendsetter and the trailblazer in this league. But the ACC's tradition is greater in men's basketball. It's history. It's, I think, the talent pipeline other than Clemson football is much stronger in the ACC overall, where Duke has been the trendsetter, but there's a lot of depth behind the Blue Devils in that regard. So who knows? Everything is new now, guys. Literally July of 2025 is the first time that we have $20.5 million of internal revenue sharing money.
Yeah.
The NCAA is more than 100 years old. This month is the first time a school is allowed to sprinkle $20-plus million among as many athletes as they want in whatever sports they want. That's new. Name, image, likeness continues. That's only 4-plus years old now. We're living in a brand-new world, and that makes it harder to predict. You know, the ACC needs to get better in football because there's a more direct road to bigger money in football. A lot of fans don't understand that we've gone from a world when I was a young journalist, it was 50% men's basketball money, 50% football money. That's how you paid your bills, so to speak, in major college athletics. We are now living in a world where when you read so-and-so conference signed a mega gazillion-dollar deal, that is roughly 80% football money, 19% men's basketball, and 1% all other sports combined.
Yeah.
So we are living in a football is the tail that wags the dog world. And unfortunately for the ACC, it's had great years in football, but it's not known as a football juggernaut the way the SEC definitely is. And even though the Big Ten is not quite as dominant on the field in football, man, those are old public universities with massive fan bases, and they get so many TV eyeballs that even if Big Ten football is, like, good, but you kind of expect them to lose their bowl game most of the time, they're still drawing TV eyeballs because they're old, large public universities with massive alumni bases. And then whether it's Ohio State, Michigan, others that have quality football, it is just a financial model that is not as big as the ACC's, not only because of lesser football on the field, but the ACC has more smaller or private schools like a Wake Forest or a Boston College, or, you know, even a Georgia Tech is not an enormous university. Miami's a private university, et cetera. It's just a different model, and it doesn't work quite as well in football.
David, really appreciate you joining us.
Great to be with you guys.
Thanks, Dave.
David Glenn, North Carolina Sports Network here on The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies. And we got a Hokie with us right now in the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. AWOD on the road, presented by Cowan Gates, joined by David Cunningham from Tech Sideline. What's up, David?
How's it going, man? Great to be with you.
Yeah, great to be here, and I love this event. I mean, we've sat down with some awesome head coaches already. I was super impressed by Rhett Lashley. Pat Narduzzi had some swag from Pitt. And tomorrow, we'll grab Brett Pry for your Hokies here. How do you feel the importance level of this season for Coach Pry and his job security in Blacksburg?
Through the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, this is XXL, as big as it gets this year. And it starts week one in Atlanta against South Carolina and Shane Beamer, of course. And then Vanderbilt. I think maybe the most important game of the season is Vanderbilt week two at home. The team that ruined your season last year in Nashville week one. You get them at your place under the lights, Lane Stadium, Enter Sandman. This is an imperative season for Brent Pry. And there's a lot of new stuff. You've got players, but also two new coordinators. Strength and conditioning is new. And you have to win now. The pressure is on. It's of the utmost importance.
Could you envision a scenario in which the week one opponent becomes your future head coach in Shane Beamer, or has that already passed by with the money at South Carolina?
I think that's already passed by. And honestly, I don't know that he would want that job now, especially with the reputation he's built at South Carolina. I mean,
it'd be a step back.
Yeah, I think so, especially considering South Carolina's in the SEC. I think, obviously, he has great ties to Virginia Tech, played at Virginia Tech, his dad, his family. But I think South Carolina is the right place for Shane and his family. I say that not having spoken with Shane at all, but I think that boat has sailed a little bit just in terms of South Carolina is in a fantastic spot financially, being in the SEC. He's got great support, and he's built a heck of a program there. I mean, this is a team that was just outside the college football playoff picture last year.
Yeah, I just feel like when that game's being played,
yeah,
whether or not the Hokies are up by 30 or down by 30, it's going to be on the fan base's mind.
Absolutely. People are going to be sitting there going, man, this could have been our head coach.
Right.
There's always going to be the what if, the what if.
Because Frank's going to be in the building, right?
I Frank think that will be reported. In the building. We had on our Tech Sideline podcast yesterday, we had the CEO and president of the Peach Bowl, and he was telling us that Frank and Cheryl Beamer will be honored before the game, and Frank is going to do the invocation. So they are going all out with the Beamers. Of course, you got one on one sideline, and Frank's former school, Shane's former school, I think if you're a Virginia Tech fan sitting in that building, you scratch your head, going, "Man, I mean, this was our guy, Shane, for so long." And there were a couple times where, one or two games where he was the head coach acting, where his dad wasn't the coach. So this is a guy who all of his life bled Virginia Tech, maroon and orange, and now you're seeing him on the other sideline going up against him, and this is a important year for your program, and you had to think of the what if.
Yeah, and you mentioned it with Coach Pry, XXL, right? I mean, it's the largest, most important season of his career in Blacksburg, and it's highlighted by the moves from the offseason. When you get rid of your coordinators, you know your ass is on the line.
Absolutely. I think they got two good ones in Philip Montgomery and Sam Siefkas. Both are very knowledgeable. Montgomery, he was part of those fantastic RG3 Baylor offenses. Siefkas seems like this huge up-and-comer, on-the-rise young star in the NFL, been around the Vikings and the Cardinals. How does it mesh? And do they have the personnel to do what they want to do? That's what I'm most interested in. It seems like talking with players that, also with strength conditioning, because they turned that over too, that the Hokies are in a better place, but I'm not sure they're going to be more talented this year. I mean, they had a handful of guys get drafted. I think combined with undrafted free agent contracts, they had about 14 or 15 guys go to the NFL. That's hard production to replace, and you're saying they only won six games last year.
Yeah.
So I think the Hokies are in a better spot as far as their staff goes, but I'm not sure that necessarily translates to wins unless you can excel in close games, which the Hokies haven't done so far in Brent Pry's tenure.
Yeah, all the insiders we've spoken to this week at ACC Kickoff have said a similar thing, though, that if you have a quarterback, you have a chance.
Absolutely.
And the Hokies have brought back their quarterback in Drones, but how do you replace the production of Tootin and the rest of the guys that are now in the NFL?
The running back room is going to be very, very interesting. They've got Tarion Stewart, who's a bowling ball from Bowling Green.
Yeah.
They've got a couple other guys, Braden Bennett from Coastal Carolina in that running back room. Wide receiver, I think, is the one position I'm looking at where it's you need guys to produce. They got Donovan Green from Wake Forest. He's been great when he's healthy, but he hasn't always been healthy. Aiden Green's going to have to step up. There's a lot of production they're going to have to replace. I'm not as worried about the defensive side of the ball because I think they have recruited very, very well. You lose Antoine Powell Ryland and Aeneas Peebles, but you bring in a guy in Ben Bell, James Jonkum. Those guys, I think, are going to produce immediately. But I wonder about Kyron Drones. He missed a good chunk of the spring, the end of the season. How does he come back? What is his form when he gets back on the field? And how does he pick up this offense? This is a new scheme he has to learn. How do the Hokies get the most out of the weapons they do have? Tight end, Benji Gosnell. That's a guy nobody's probably going to really be talking about, but he's one of the most experienced returners on this offense.
Yeah.
That doesn't have many. They're going to have to get the most out of their talented athletes, and I think they've done a good job, but it's a lot of young players. I look at guys from the Richmond area, guys from the 757, high school recruits, guys like Keelan Adams, knocking on the door. He's a rising redshirt freshman this year. It's his time maybe to break out. And if you can get some production from some of those young guys stepping up into new roles, maybe your season goes much, much better than you thought. But there are a lot of questions there because you lost so many productive receivers.
Yeah, and the question with Drones is, like, you look at last season, even the highs I don't think get people excited for this year, but you look at the previous year and the highs are like, oh yeah, let's get Drones back, let's do this thing, team him up with his old offense coordinator, could actually work. But it's hard to get excited based off of what happened last year. David Cunningham with us from Tech Sidelines. So we're live here from Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC Kickoff. But, David, you know what my audience wants to hear you talk about?
Oh, gosh.
The Commanders' newest wide receiver, Jalen Lane.
Wow.
I think he's going to be punt returner number one by day one. And I've been arguing, man, last year they had to manufacture ways to get him the ball. Well, now you got Jaden Daniels accurately throw it to him. What do you expect for Jalen Lane rookie season in the NFL?
That's a great question, and I love to talk about Jalen Lane. He is, first and foremost, he is as humble as they come. He's a very down-to-earth guy. One of my favorite interviews I've done in the last handful of years. Comes from a great family. He's a very, very hard worker, and he's the type of guy who you can get him the ball any way, and he can excel. Jet sweeps. They ran a couple of reverses, obviously, for him last year. He's a phenomenal punt returner. He had that touchdown he housed against Marshall where it seemed like everybody was closing in on him, and he somehow squirted free and burst up the middle, and it's like, how in the world did this guy find a hole? We saw him, I believe, 2 years ago. He caught a slant route and took it like 70 yards to the house against Wake Forest. He's a guy you can line up anywhere on the field, and he will thrive. And like you said, you got a really good quarterback getting him the ball now in Jaden Daniels. I think Virginia Tech fans will look back and go, man, I can't believe we did not get him the ball more when he was in Blacksburg. I saw him go to the Commanders, and I was like, man, they got a good one.
David, thanks so much for the time, man.
This has been awesome. Thanks for having me.
David Cunningham from Tech Sidelines. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina for 2025 ACC kickoff. And this coverage is presented by Cowan Gage, huge supporters of the Virginia Tech Athletics. We really do appreciate them putting together this trip every single year for us. It has been a ton of fun. We love the insight and access that we can get here provided by the ACC. And, you know, I'm just very optimistic about the Virginia and Virginia Tech football season this year. It's a massive season. I mean, Stubb knows I started this job June of 2022, and my first assignment, Stubb, was sent to ACC kickoff here, and I sat down with Tony Elliott and Brent Pry, and there was so much excitement for both programs because it was year one, right? It was my first assignment. It was their first time talking to the media, and so I have witnessed firsthand – the ups and downs of both the Virginia and Virginia Tech era with their newest head coaches. And for Virginia, of course, you had the horrible tragedy. And, I mean, I just get goosebumps even talking about it. I can't believe that the players had to go through that, that Coach Elliott had to go through that. But they did, and they made it to the other side. And now it's all about getting wins on the field. And a big reason you can win on the field is when you can win the quarterback position. And they just didn't do that last year with Calandria and Tony Musket. It never felt like it was going to work. But Chandler Morris is a swing. I mean, that's a real swing right there. A guy that started at Oklahoma, played at TCU, was the star for North Texas. And from our conversation with him, I feel like he's got a chip on his shoulder. Like, he wants to prove around the country that he belongs in a Power Four conference, that he belongs maybe even in a college football playoff. I mean, when you start your career at Oklahoma, you're looking at, like, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, right? I mean, you're talking about Caleb Williams started his career at Oklahoma. Chandler Moore started his career at Oklahoma, right? And I'm super impressed about the fact that his father has been a coach at a high level in college football for a long time, and that's how he started his relationship with Tony Elliott almost 15 years ago when he was just 11 years old and his dad was brought in to be an assistant on the offensive side for Dabo Swinney with Clemson. So he now comes to the ACC where his dad's familiar, where he's back with Tony Elliott, and he's going to have an opportunity. Like, if he wins 8 games with Virginia this year, he might get drafted. He wins 9 games, he will be drafted. He wins 7 games, he might end up on a team's practice squad. Getting in the ACC is going to get eyeballs on Chandler Morris. I'm excited. This is the most excited I've been for Virginia. For Virginia Tech, I think I believe in Coach Pry more than I believe in Tony Elliott, because I've seen the wins. Not as many as you would have liked, but I've seen enough wins to feel like he is running this program in the right direction. But you got to close games. And Stubb knows this. Every Hokies fan knows this. Last year they blew 4 or 5 games. The Miami game, you can claim they still won it. Stubb, you can tell everybody, you can tell your grandkids that he caught that pass. Felton caught it. But the officials ruled it incomplete, yeah. And Miami won.
Yeah, I mean, the man caught the pass, but Brent Pry still put us in a horrible situation management-wise. I'm going to say that for every game.
So you kind of wanted Pry to be finished by the end of last season.
It's something crazy like 1-14 in one-score games. I think that that's so on coaching, especially when you watch the clock management. He's a fantastic recruiter, and I will always give him that. But when it came to winning actual games that mattered at the end, he just literally never succeeded.
Yeah, I just wonder if they had fired Pry and it was a brand new staff, and that would have meant pretty much a brand new roster, you know, you would have been looking at maybe an over-under of like 5.5 wins. This is the best-case scenario, because if it doesn't work this year, he's gone.
Yeah, I agree.
He took a swing on a defense coordinator with NFL experience, an offense coordinator who had recruited drones in the past. This is like, hey, I'm emptying my pockets. I'm emptying my tank. Let me see if I can keep my job.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is I'm not a drones guy either. So a full reset is not something I would have fully been bought out on. But, yeah. I mean, we've talked about this all the time. I mean, NIL, it's just hard to get up there to the top. But I'm kind of looking for a full reset with the Hokies. I'm going to root for them all year, but my expectations are not very high.
Yeah, no, I actually think my expectations are that this could be the first year, and maybe you know this answer. How many years has Virginia Tech won that Commonwealth Cup in a row over Virginia?
It's Virginia won in like 2018 or 2019,
yeah,
but it's like 23-2 in the last 25 years, I'm correct.
This is going to be an interesting one.
I agree. This is going to be the closest the two teams have been in a while.
Absolutely. Our coverage continues throughout the rest of the week, live from ACC kickoff in Charlotte, North Carolina. Stubb, real quick, I want to do an impromptu dude food on AWOD Radio.
Dude food!
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food?
The most delicious food you've ever
tasted.
Yes! I can eat this off a flip-flop!
He loves food.
Dude food!
So, Stubb, you know me, just influencing the people as an influencer does here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Last night at the happy hour that Biff missed, by the way. You need to give him trash for that later. I don't know.
What's he that guy even doing?
I know. He said he had a meeting that involved High Point, so he missed the free food, the free beer, and maybe more importantly, the free Pop-Tarts. The happy hour last night was presented by... the Pop-Tarts Bowl, right? They had a funny slogan. It was like, the best bite you'll never forget or something like. And so they're promoting the Pop-Tarts Bowl there. And so they had the new Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwiches, Stubb.
Mm-hmm.
They sound amazing. They look amazing. I didn't love.
Not a hit.
I didn't love. Not a hit for me.
What flavor did you get, though?
Brown sugar.
Okay.
Which is my favorite Pop-Tart flavor.
The brown sugar cinnamon one?
Yes. And here's the thing. So, I feel like I am a bit of an ice cream sandwich connoisseur. And in Richmond, we have maybe the best company for ice cream sandwiches, right? The, what are they called? The Nantuckets. Now I'm blanking on the name, right? We've talked about them all the time, the ice cream sandwiches that started in Richmond. But those, I feel
Nightingale.
Like... Nightingale. Those hold together much better.
That's a lot of an ice cream sandwich's structure.
Yes, this was a Pop-Tart with ice cream in the middle, and after the first bite, the ice cream flew out the other side.
Oh, no, yeah, that's that's a miss.
It was a huge miss.
That's a dong.
So I was not a fan. So I'd double dong that. I'd probably give it a 2 out of 10. So that's an impromptu dude food here on AWOD Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, live and local, tackling all things Hokies, as well as the rest of the ACC. Bill Belichick will be in the building tomorrow from Charlotte. Grant and Danny coming up next from Washington, D.C.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.